Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a full house here this morning. We have a very special event that is coming up for Sunday, February 18th for your family day long weekend. It will be happening in Mitchell. We're going to be talking about the Guns N' Hoses hockey game in support of Victim Services, Bruce Gray Perth. So joining us in the studio, and I don't know if we're going to get any trash talk going on here this morning or not. Joining us in the studio, we have Jess Dritzma here with Perth East West Perth Fire Department. We also have Perth County OPP Sergeant Barry Cookson is here. Also joining us in the studio is Abby Dunsfield with Victim Services, Bruce Gray Perth. And we also have Beth Hanlon here with OPP Media. So we have a full house here. Good morning to all of you. How you doing?
Good morning.
All right. So we have a hockey game slated for Sunday, February 18th. This is a very special charity hockey game in support of Victim Services. Now, Barry, I'm going to start with you because you have brought in something very, very special here this morning. Okay, here we go.
This is the winner's trophy from last year. And just for the people at home, you can't see it, but it does say that the OPP or the Guns won last year.
So, all right.
We are the defending champion, and we're not willing to give the trophy up.
Okay, fair enough. Now, how was the game from last year? How did it
actually
go?
Actually, a very fast-paced game.
Yeah.
I should note that there is a free family skate prior to the game.
Of course.
And it's very well attended. It's very, very good hockey. Very good competitive game, and luckily we came out and won 4-2 last year.
Okay, very good. So the trophy's here. We're going to get photos, and we'll put them up on our social media and website with mystraffordnow.com. Now let's get Jess in on the conversation. Jess, you were looking at this trophy here. Any thoughts?
Well, I just want to say that maybe last year was possibly a beginner's luck kind of thing because we hadn't played the game in 3 years over the COVID. So I'm thinking this year we're just going to bring it back.
Okay. What's the strategy going into the game?
Well, I mean, I'm not much of a hockey player myself. I enjoy watching it, so I don't personally have the strategy, but I feel like they're just going to go out there and just do their best, and that's going to be enough.
Okay, Barry, you want to answer that?
Well, I just want to note there was a lot of trash talking last year by the Perth County firefighters, and we let our talking be done on the ice. Actions speak louder than words.
Jess, anything?
I don't know. Actions are louder than words, but I feel like we're going to bring the action this year, and it's coming home to the hoses.
It's coming home to the hoses. Well, we'll find out. I'm crossing my fingers because, as I recall, was it last year we had to postpone this game a couple of times, or was that?
Last year was the first year we had done it after COVID.
Right. So, yeah, but the weather forecast, as I
yes,
recall,
we did.
Yes,
there's a big storm that came in, and we had planned to do it in November, I believe it was, and we ended up doing it in January in Milverton.
Okay.
And luckily, the weather cooperated.
Yeah, exactly.
And, fingers crossed, the weather cooperates again.
You bet. So it's coming up for the family day long weekend, Sunday, February 18th. It's Guns N' Hoses, Police versus Fire hockey game, charity hockey game in support of Victim Services. It's happening at the West Perth Arena and Community Center. Again, there's the free family skate at 12:30. The charity hockey game gets underway at 1:40, and it's going to be just a ton of fun. Admission is by cash donation and or non-perishable food items. So let's get to Abby Dunfield in on the conversation with the Victim Services, Bruce Gray Perth. Abby, it's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Victim Services, Bruce Gray Perth, what it's all about.
Sure. So we offer short-term emotional support and a referral-based system for victims of crime or tragic circumstance. And we also offer a Project Lifesaver program, which is a program for individuals living with a cognitive disorder who may wander. So we offer, it's like a sort of like a watch they can wear, and if the wandering happens, then we alert the OPP or the police, and they're able to locate them safely. So it's really beneficial for family members and people that, you know, may need some assistance.
It's a huge part of our community. And how important is a charity hockey game like this in terms of a fundraiser?
Oh, it's super important. So it's wonderful for us because we can offer our clients some extra things they may need. For example, like an art program for children, some extra counseling, phones, cell phones, and, you know, gift cards, things like that, that people need, especially in this day and age.
Okay, so of course we encourage people to check out the charity hockey game, but if they want more details about Victim Services, Bruce Gray Perth, I know there's a website and a great Facebook page. What's the best way to get details?
Sure. The website would be victim-services.com. We do have a 1-800 crisis number that's available on that website if you need some assistance. And we are at the office on Huron Street. And because I'm the volunteer coordinator, I'll give a little plug that if you're looking for a wonderful volunteer program, it's not an easy task, but it's a really fulfilling volunteer opportunity with us that we are always looking.
Yeah, and I see, Jess, you're nodding with that. I would say you concur with that for sure.
Yes, for sure. It's a great organization and a great program they run. And if you're looking and you have some spare time, definitely reach out to them.
Okay, again, the charity hockey game is set for Sunday, February 18th. It's Guns and Hoses hockey game. And let's get Beth in on the conversation. Beth, you want to join in? I mean, Jess is feeling a little outnumbered here. But Beth, any thoughts about heading into this hockey game or things that folks should know?
What do you think? We're just really excited that we're able to have this hockey game again and obviously defend our, I guess we're the reigning champions here. So
yes, you are the reigning champs. Yeah. We'll just remind Jess.
Defend that title, and I'm sure I'm very optimistic that the Guns will bring it home again. So
let's get Barry back in on the conversation. Sergeant Barry Cookson. Barry, any final thoughts?
I feel sorry for Jess as she is here by herself. Her fire chief has sort of left her out high and dry.
But I'm loving this.
We'll see if he shows up for the game or not. But it's a great thing for the community. And as much as we tease each other, we always look forward to working with our community partners, such as the fire and victim services, to raise money for a good cause.
You bet. An absolutely great cause. Again, Guns and Hoses for Sunday, February 18th, West Perth Arena and Community Center. That is on Wellington Street in Mitchell. Again, there's the free family skate at 12:30, the charity hockey game at 1:40. Again, admission by cash donation and or non-perishable food items and donations to victim services of Bruce Gray Perth. Jess, I'm going to leave the final word to you. We've had a lot of discussion here.
Yeah, well, we just really hope that you can come out and make it. It is a great family weekend, and of course, it's fitting that it is Family Day weekend. Free family skate, come out, lace up, get your family there, and come out and watch a great game of hockey.
You bet. Jess Jarisma with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, Perth County OPP Sergeant Barry Cookson. We've had Abby Dunfield here with the victim services Bruce Gray Perth, and Beth Handlin with OPP Media. Have a great hockey game and a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.